Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. I'm Randy Thompson, sitting in for the vacationing Sam Shad. Today we'll be talking about if charter schools are really threatening public schools. We'll be chatting with Pat Hickey, who's the Charter Association of Nevada School CEO. On our pundit panel, we have Elisa Caffaretta, Sam Kumar, and Connie McMullen, all coming up on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
All systems check. All right, Sam, let's go check out some B&D roofs.
Hey, Ken. From up here, you can really tell the difference a quality D&D roof makes.
You're right, Sam. With our experience, knowledge, and staff, nothing compares to a D&D roof.
Hey, look down there. It's our D&D roofing crew.
I'll bank the plane so we can get a closer look. Sam! You watch your company's bottom line, and I'll cover the top of it.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head-on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators, from the exotic to the everyday, trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
I don't want to have this talk with you.
It's not us. It's you.
It's you.
It's you, Envy Energy.
You take us for granted.
We want to see other providers.
It's your rate hikes.
It's like I'm your ATM.
Is that what you think of me?
Really?
We're tapped out.
In the service?
Ugh.
Please.
Mm-hmm.
We just want choices.
We deserve better.
Sorry, Envy Energy. You'll have to spill choice.
Competition means lower rates. Break up with Envy Energy's monopoly by voting yes on question 3.
It's over.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
Back on Nevada Newsmakers, I'm Randy Thompson, sitting in for the vacationing Sam Shad. And I'm joined today with Pat Hickey, who's the executive director of the Charter School Association of Nevada and my former assemblyman. So, welcome.
You have a better one now who represents you, by the way.
Jill Tolles is great. I do love her. But you are one of my faves, too, always.
Okay.
So, a lot of people don't really understand what charter schools are. You and I recently had an event that I hosted with you and Katie Simon, the chairman of the Washoe County School Board, and when you said all charter schools are free, Katie says, no, they're not. Some charge tuition. And it was funny that here's the chairman of the Washoe County School Board didn't realize that charter schools are free. So why don't you tell us, what are charter schools?
Yeah, well, first of all, charter schools are public schools. They have more autonomy, their own site-based governance, which is one of the appeals because you don't go to a board of trustees that may represent hundreds of schools. Mm-hmm. You had a board of trustees, a volunteer one representing the community that serve as trustees just for your independent public charter school. Mm-hmm. So you have more flexibility with curriculum and freedom and schedules. But along with it, you have more accountability because charter schools that don't perform well actually are disciplined, reorganized, or even closed, as we've seen lately.
And that's happened recently, correct?
Yes, it has.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So recently, Clark County School District has essentially put funding in to hire a marketing person to essentially discourage parents from taking their kids to charter schools. So it seems like this competition seems to be threatening our public school systems, even though you're public schools.
Yeah, I think they want to lure kids to their schools, and I say to that, great. I mean, please do tout all the wonderful things Clark County or any of our districts do. CTE schools, magnet schools, they have some very good schools. But it does seem a little foolish to try to spend hundreds plus $1,000 on marketing, to pull people back from charter schools. I mean, parents are making those choices. Mm-hmm. One thing, Clark County is still severely overcrowded, mm-hmm. as Warsaw has been. So if anything, charter schools, besides being an option for certain students and families, they become kind of a safety valve for districts that are overcrowded, such as Clark's is. They're having a real challenge with a pipeline of teachers as well. And I would add, charter schools don't have that same challenge. Many teachers are in the venue of school choice are choosing to go to charters because they do have more freedom and flexibility, and it's not, in many cases, such a cookie-cutter approach.
Well, now, the one difference between charter schools and our public schools is the teachers' union. Charter school teachers are not unionized. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, so
they renew their contract every year, and most come back. But principals do have more flexibility, mm-hmm. To make determinations if they're going to bring certain or all of their teachers back. So that's one of the differences as well, that they're not unionized.
Are they part of the PERS system?
They are, and in fact, charter schools in Nevada aim and typically do pay the same scale as teachers, both mm-hmm. both in salaries and in their PERS and PEB benefits packages as well, because they are funded, again, with public dollars. So, yes, charter school teachers are part of PERS.
Okay, and I think that's probably the concern, at least with the teachers' union, is they don't like having teachers that aren't part of their union. So no doubt they're putting pressure on our school districts to not allow these to continue to grow. But Clark County is extensive in its charter schools these days, isn't it?
Well, we have grown immensely. I mean, if you put all of the charter school students together in the 2019 school year, it's going to be well over 50,000, which would make it the third largest school district in the state. We're not, again, a district. Each school is independently governed and managed. But it's growing in leaps and bounds in Clark County, mm-hmm. especially, because there have been some real challenges with the district. I will say that the Warsaw County School District has been fairly charter friendly. They have some high performing charters, ACE Charter School, mm-hmm. for the construction industry, Coral Academy of Math and Science, SNACS out in Sun Valley, that's a high performing school within an area of socioeconomic challenges where schools aren't doing as well, but the public charter school out there, Sierra Nevada Academy for Kim Reagan, is doing very well.
And those are actually Washoe County sanctioned schools, correct?
Yes, they are.
Okay,
yes, they are.
And then there's also State of Nevada Department of Education sanctioned schools?
Well, we have their own authority under the
Nevada
Department
charter.
Of Education.
Okay.
It was part of Brian Sandoval's reforms to bring more charter schools and have a framework whereby they could be authorized and governed and disciplined if they weren't doing things properly. But yes, the state authority and their schools are performing very, very well academically. Among the state-sponsored charters in Nevada recently were ranked in the national performance testing, were ranked third in the country after Massachusetts and Department of Defense schools in fourth grade math, and seventh in the country in fourth grade reading. And that's not just among seventh among charters, among all districts in the entire state.
Yeah. So now recently, though, there was a charter school that was closed, I think in Las Vegas?
There was one recently. It closed Silver State High School in Carson City.
Oh, Carson City.
It had been an online school that just had struggled mightily for years, and they tried to take it over and manage it from afar, and that didn't work. So it was recently closed. And some of the virtual online schools have come under the discipline of the charter school authority, and they've had to agree to make certain changes, including capping their students until they demonstrate that they're actually doing better. Virtual full-time online schools work very well for certain students, but not for all kids.
Well, all kids kind of learn differently. Well, we'll continue the conversation with Pat Hickey right after this.
Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot with over 450 of the latest slots and video games. Sully Sports Bar, the Dining Car Restaurant, William Hill Sportsbook, and the Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge. We're just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Yeah. How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse is known for signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. Join us Thursdays and Friday nights from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Steakhouse Lounge for live music, gourmet plates, and well-priced wines, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers with Pat Hickey from the Charter School Association of Nevada. So we started talking about funding a little bit. So the money follows the child. So every child gets an allocation, which is probably why Clark County and Washoe County don't like losing kids to charter schools because they take the money away. But on top of that, you get the same allocation per student, but you bear a different cost of at least for facilities.
That's true. The state of Nevada gives the same per pupil amount to charter school students as they do to our district friends. So that's the same. What they do not receive, though, are any monies that districts receive from property taxes and things that go towards maintenance, school safety, construction. So even WC1 that recently passed by taxpayers, and I supported it, but charters don't receive any of that. So the Gwynn Center did a study a couple of years ago and ascertained that charters receive about 71 cents on the dollar. So they don't get money for school construction, nor do they get monies for transportation. So parents have to find ways. And many kids ride two or three bus stops or connections to get to a charter school. But that's one of the strengths. If kids want to come badly enough, their parents supporting them to get them there is a plus, actually.
So how do they make up then that the difference there, that 30 cents or
well,
so?
Well, they probably have less overhead because they're not big districts. Yeah. So they have to take the 15 to 20% on average that it costs to either lease or to privately finance a building of their own, like Doral Academy here and a bunch of charter schools have in southern Nevada. Mm-hmm. And in rural areas, they are trying to build new facilities as well. They have to take that out of their operational monies, which means they have a much leaner administration. Principals have arguably larger duties, and board members have to be a lot more involved in the day-to-day operations of the school.
Well, and you require parents as well to have put
Well, the
in...
nice thing about it, as opposed to elected trustees who sometimes can have political ambitions, in charter schools you have to have a mix, someone with a legal background, with a business or a CPA background, some parents, some teachers, someone with business and political connections or experiences. So there's a nice broad section, but again, the boards are volunteer. When a charter school board opening happens, you get about 15 or 20 people that apply, not just because they want to serve on the board, they're trying to get their kids in, because most charter schools have very large waiting lists.
Now, you are still, when you build a charter school, you still are under the same zoning as a regular public school, correct?
Well, we don't enjoy, no, not exactly.
Okay.
We'd like to fix that to where we enjoyed some of the same zoning freedoms that public schools, I mean, where land is designated by a developer. Mm-hmm. And really, the red carpet's kind of rolled out because we do need schools built for the district and
especially in our new developments
and so
stuff,
on and
yeah.
so forth. So no, we're not under exactly the same, although charters do have to comply with all state laws for safety and other things. And we also have to take all of the state mandated tests. Mm-hmm. So there's more flexibility in licensure for teachers with charters, which is good because we have a lot of professionals who really want to get back into the classroom, but in some ways the licensing process has been made difficult in states like Nevada.
I won't say teachers union again, but it's teachers union. But that is a challenge of all of our public school systems. There's currently a move by a group that wants to get more educational, more funding to education. We keep throwing money into education. Is more money going to fix education?
Well, you know, money spent in the right ways. You know, Brian Sandoval and his administration did put more money into education, but they did it in categorical ways because mm-hmm. their conclusion was if you just put it into the big pot where it's collectively bargained, yes, salaries go up, but you don't necessarily get into the classroom programs that better students. So things like help for early language learners and for some underserved and poor students, there were categorical funding for that. Nevada is going to have a big discussion about the funding formula, yeah. which goes back to the 1960s, and arguably we are a very different state. You know, I think the key, though, is to hold ourselves to high accountability. The new superintendent who comes from Florida, and while I've not met him for the Clark County School District, you know, comes out of a state that adopted a lot of the reforms that Nevada modeled itself after, and one of it is to have high expectations for all kids. And so we need to set the bar higher and also develop the support systems that some kids really do need.
Yeah. And charter schools have a much better track record at this point of graduation rates. I know at the ACE Charter School, it's 100% graduation. Yeah. Coral Academy is, I think, 96% graduation. Yeah. So yeah. students are getting a better quality education at a better price, it
well,
seems like.
Well, the statewide, without the virtual schools, because they present some unique challenge just because the kids that end up going there, they sometimes are the school of last resort.
Right.
For certain students that aren't going to graduate whatever school they go to because of mm-hmm. problems they've had in their personal or academic lives. But yes, the full-time charters and the brick-and-mortar site have very, very high graduation rates. But that's not the only way to gauge the success of kids. I mean, how well are they doing getting into careers and college? And,
yep.
and after having done so, are they being successful mm-hmm. there? So I'm glad our graduation rates for all of Nevada are going up. It's important. It represents a focus that we all have. But there are other elements that we need to do a better job.
Well, the academic standards need to be maintained.
Right.
And
also have more career schools, mm-hmm. career-focused right. schools, CTE, which the districts are putting more of, and there's more interest from the charter community as well to have more CTE, as they're called, career technical education
schools.
It
seems like those can really actually help us with our workforce development, which is a key issue.
Absolutely.
And will be a topic for another discussion. So thank you, Pat. Thank you again for watching Nevada Newsmakers. Thanks for being here.
Thanks, Randy.
We'll be right back after this.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. At Design Outdoor, we specialize in all hardscapes, pavers, and walls you'll need for everything, from wonderful small yards to full-blown outdoor living. And we only refer the best contractors to make your vision a reality. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York, and because I represent men in all family law matters, women often call me gender traitor, woman hater, and even disgusting. So why represent men and target myself with these offensive monikers? It's simple. Children with fathers in their lives are 6 times less likely to drop out of school, 15 times less likely to go to prison, and 5 times less likely to commit suicide. So ladies, you can hate me, but please love your children more than you hate their fathers.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take an Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. We're joined by my power pundit panel today. We have Elisa Caffaretta, from the principal from Caffaretta Group. We have Sam Kumar, former chairman of the Washington Republican Party. And we have Connie McMullen, whose name I know very well, but somehow just spaced my head, publisher of the Senior Spectrum magazine. So thank you guys for being here. So we just chatted a little bit with Pat Hickey about charter schools. And what's interesting is the Clark County School District is creating a position, essentially it's a marketing position, to essentially educate parents on the reason to keep their kids in their public schools and not go to charter schools. So obviously charter schools are becoming a threat to our school system, and yet they're still publicly funded. They still have the same standards that we have to apply in our public schools. But what do you think is pushing the school districts to essentially start competing against, or I guess being fearful of these charter schools?
Well, I think, you know, that those charter schools get the same per pupil allocation as the public schools. And, you know, there's a certain amount of, I know there's a common theme that we shouldn't throw money at a problem that won't solve it, but there is a certain amount of money that you need to effectively run a school. And when you lose a certain number of students, then you start losing teachers, then you start losing, you know, resources and options. And that's always been the concern, I think, for communities with the competition from charter schools.
And yet, does kids deserve to choose where they want to go to school or how they want to learn?
I think that's, you zeroed in on the problem. You have Clark County School District essentially using public funds for what purpose? We don't understand. The problem I've had with the entire educational system with Nevada is that all the conversation is based on inputs. There is no connection between performance and rewards because there are no rewards. It's a socialized system which is bound to fail. To me, charter schools make complete sense because we are paying about 3/4 of the actual funding per pupil, yes, but in terms of construction and CapEx costs and stuff like that, they're not getting much, if anything at all, from the government. So we need to have more competition. Charter schools is a good starting point.
I sent my kids to private school, and, you know, I went to public school in Chicago, so it really wasn't my way to go, but I can say this. In the little schools that they went to, they got more one-on-one with their teacher. They were more accessible to me. They were closer to where we lived, and I liked it a lot better. I thought that they learned more and got more one-on-one, and kids kind of need that. They need nurturing. I think that's very important. Public schools, I think, are failing in that regard.
Well, I'm actually a graduate of the Washoe County Public School System, and I'm also one of those people that thinks teachers should be paid more,
yes,
truly. But the trouble is there's so much now that schools are doing. It's not just teaching. It's transportation. It's food. It's counseling. They're trying to essentially solve poverty instead of educate our kids. And I understand that you can't educate a kid that's hungry. You can't educate a kid that's being beat up by his parents. I mean, these are huge issues. But is it our school district really to solve them? There's the onus. Where does that fall?
It's not. I don't think it's so much solving the issues as it's an avenue to provide the resources that these kids would need in any case. I mean, if you have hungry children, if they need health care, you know, if they need intervention, where else are you going to get it? I mean, you couldn't afford to set up a separate child protective services system. And, you know, what concerns me most about this whole debate is, one, I think it's about 20 years too old. You know, we've been having this debate for decades.
Yeah.
Isn't there something more innovative we could talk about how we address the needs of the school system? And I am very concerned about the way we demonize teachers and public education. You know, public education is one of the things this country was founded on. To have a strong democracy, you have to have an educated populace. I'm not opposed to you know, alternatives and competition of ideas, But I think it's a very poor level of conversation that we're having in this day and age.
That's a good point. It is.
So to your point, Randy, the problem is we are using school district to solve a variety of problems, and they are not well equipped to solve those problems. So I think they should stick with education and results. And I agree with you, teachers should get paid more, but it's the better performing teachers who should be getting paid more, and the poor performing ones should be moved out of the system. Mm-hmm. It does a disservice to the system and to the students to keep poor performing teachers in there.
That's very true. I mean, having you send your kids to private school, there is a purpose for that. There is a need for that. There are students with special needs. There are students that learn differently. And it seems like our public schools can't adapt as well.
Private schools don't take special needs kids. Private schools get to pick their students. Charter schools get to pick their students.
Actually, Pat says no. Charter schools are open to the public and maybe put on a lottery. But there's the challenge.
They aren't picking up that slack. Right. So, you know, that.
And I have to say, I went to school in Chicago at a very public school and a very large school, the whole system all the way up. We were lucky if we got milk, but we still had to pay for it. We didn't get our breakfast paid for us. We didn't get our lunch paid for us, and we learned just as well.
Yeah.
So I really think it comes down to the teachers, the environment, everybody wanting the education.
Yeah, well, I think education has got to get back to focusing on education. And with that, we thank you guys. Thank you. We'll be right back after this.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion, for romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Thanks for watching Nevada Newsmakers. Tomorrow we'll be talking with Washoe County District Attorney Chris Hicks.